Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Now, this is going to come across as an extremely sexist topic, but we have to be blunt about it. We really do have to be blunt about this. So it came about last night when we were talking about the decision to have children. It was a listener dilemma that we looked at last night when we heard from a listener facing a serious dilemma that she's decided to focus on her career and no longer wants children, a decision that's now threatening her marriage. Now, the situation begged the question last night, have we as a society convinced women that a career should come before a family? And if so, is that the right message? Now, I don't want to come across as some sort of male chauvinist pig, right? If you're a woman and you want to have a career, you fire away. Absolutely. I'm delighted for you. Have a career. That's great. But it is going to be sexist because you're the only ones who can have children. You know, if men could have children, we could have a fairer conversation about this. But we can't. You know what I mean? Well, we can take part in it. And we enjoy that bit. But we can't actually physically have the children. So I know it interferes with your career, you know, and look, I'm sorry, but the idea of a mom staying at home years ago was great. It didn't do any harm to society. It was a great part of society. It was a great tradition in society. And many people listening tonight, nearly all of you probably, knowing the demographic of the radio station, had a mom staying at home and a dad who went out to work. And they were the days when one income could support a family. That wouldn't happen anymore. And it's not your fault that you now have to go to work, that both people have to go out to work. That's the government's fault. But we've allowed them to do that by starting this trend in the first place. And I'm all for women's rights and equal rights. But it is equal rights because a stay-at-home mum is a really important job. And it's a really difficult job and a really important job. It's just as important as the guy who's out programming computers or the guy who's out fixing the telephone wires tonight to get the power back in somebody's house. It's just as important because we're raising good children. We're raising good adults who then in turn become taxpayers and in turn, you know, work as part of society. So it's all good. And it's getting to the point now that women can't even look after their own children. There was a story today in the paper. Vogue Williams says that she hopes to spend next Christmas alone after a holiday break spent with her husband Spencer Matthews. He's royalty, by the way, in England. And the celebrity couple's three young children. Speaking on her My Therapist Ghosted Me podcast, the Dublin-born model revealed that she is going away for Christmas on her own next year. I mean, that's just crazy. So she can't spend Christmas with her own kids. Is that not what Christmas is all about? In other words, it was just too much for her to have to look after her kids. Is that what she's saying? Vogue, is that what you're saying? Is that what women are saying, that kids are just like an inconvenience nowadays? Look, we want to hear from you tonight. I don't want to focus on Vogue Williams, but he stretched the imagination. She'd be delighted if I was plugging her podcast that much. But is it an inconvenience to have children nowadays? Are we going in the wrong direction, suggesting that, you know, prioritising your career over children is the right thing to do? Because that's what we're telling women. We are telling women that now. You know, oh, go get a career. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, yay. You know, and we've now seen the average first child in a family has gone from being born at 20 years of age to 33 years of age. That's when the woman has her first child on average now, 33. You're 33, you're only 7 years away from being too late nearly to have children. Let me know what you think. The number's 087-188-0008. Is it a bad thing that we have moved away from the tradition of stay-at-home mums? Is that a bad thing? That's the question I'm asking. Or maybe you think it's progressive and it's a great thing. Let me go to Sean. Sean, hi, how are you?
Hi, Dale, Niall. How are
you? Actually, Sean, sorry, I tell a lie. I have to go to Fiona first. She's waiting longer. Do apologise, Sean. Stay there.
Yeah,
I don't want to upset Fiona. She was waiting ages. Sorry, Fiona, go ahead. Fiona.
You're very lucky now, Mr. Boylan.
I know, sorry. Sorry, Sean and you can box it out in a ring somewhere. Yeah. So, Fiona, isn't it a bad thing that we're moving away from the stay-at-home mums?
100%. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
100%, yeah.
Yeah,
there's nothing like a child being collected from school by the mother, coming in and smelling mummy's cooking. Let's be fair.
Yeah,
that's what being a child is all about.
Your mum's apple tarts.
Even if they didn't bake, even the smell of the homemade soup, it didn't matter. Your mum was there. Mm. You know, there's a security attached to us. There's lots attached to us. Psychologically for children.
But was that, unfair on women? Was it unfair on women to be stuck at home?
No, Dave, you can't blame the women. You cannot blame the women. And then I wouldn't blame the women that, I mean, there's some fantastic women out there that you'd say, oh, you were born to have that kind of a career. It's there for you. But we have to get it right with the kids. Because I think today we work for the world instead of the world working for us. And that's where we have it wrong.
Mm.
We're running to catch up with the world. The kids are missing out on huge things now. That little small security thing that makes home home when your mum is there.
But we're not even having kids anymore. That's part of the problem. Many women are choosing now not to have children.
I would have kind of very little sympathy for that girl who's no, because I think that should have been discussed pre them getting married.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do we want kids or do we not? Because that is grounds for divorce as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, right, okay.
Because when a couple gets married, you automatically think, yeah, oh yeah, we're going to have our own family. That should be discussed. And that's, again, now coming away from the Catholic Church, and it's like not doing those pre-marriage courses. They're there for a reason. You need to open up and talk about these things.
Well, I don't want to go back to last night's topic, but seemingly she did discuss it with her husband when she married him 3 years ago, and the plan was to have children, but she's doing so well in her career now, she's decided to change her mind. Anyway, but she's not the only one. She's not the only one. Many women are choosing now not to have children and choosing to put their career first. Is that a bad thing?
I think, you know, it is. I think it is. No, if you're not maternal, that's okay too. Some people just don't. They might be too nervous.
Yeah.
They just don't have it in them. I get that. I mean, we're all different. But children, as much as they can drain you, there's great love attached to having children. You know, you can't beat it. Like,
Sean, is Fiona right? Are we missing out? Are we missing out on something that we don't have that old style stay at home mums really anymore?
Of course, Noel. You know, look, here's the story, Noel. Look, I was a stay at home father, you know, going 15, 20 years ago. You know, I was self employed, so I was able to do what I done, because the wife had a great job, and she still has a great job. And, you know, things were different back then, Noel, and I want to say that to you and to all your listeners, because we could afford to do what we done back then, you know. And we could even go on a holiday because we had the money, because things weren't so expensive back then. We had a good, decent life, and you know, we got to where we are today. But in saying that, the wife has the job that she has, and she still has a great, she brings in a lot of money. So I can understand now, in this day and age, why the young crowd are choosing their careers over family, because they wouldn't be able to afford both. And that's the sad thing about it. I remember talking to you, Noel, back then. We were saying about other countries, Noel. You mentioned a country that gave us actually women money to stay at home and have kids. You know, I remember you saying that.
Yeah.
And what a great idea, and what a great, thing to do. Because otherwise they're not going to do it. They're not going to do it, you know, because they can't afford to, Noel. They can't, you know.
Yeah.
And it's really the fact that it is now a choice. Have a house and have a career, or have kids. You know,
But who's done that to us? Somebody said last night we've done it to ourselves because we've become materialistic. I mean, because if you go back to my day when my mum was at home, my dad was out working in Aer Lingus, and my mum was at home, we didn't have the bills that we have now. Like, we didn't have two cars in the garden. We didn't go on a sun holiday to the Canaries. We didn't, you know, we didn't do all of those things. We didn't have Sky TV and Netflix and internet and all of those other bills that we have now. So that if we didn't have all of those things, we could probably survive on one income.
I have two cars, you know. I have Sky.
I'm not saying you shouldn't have them. I'm just saying that's what's changed, hasn't it? That we've become more materialistic. Really. We've more needs now.
I tell you what has changed, Noel. The cost of childcare, the cost of living, Noel. The cost of actually putting.
Yeah, but you wouldn't need childcare. Yeah, but if Mum was at home, you wouldn't need childcare.
Well, sure, that's the case, Noel. Sure, there's no income then. So who's going to, you know, the social welfare is not worth it, you know, what I'm going to say. You know, it's not. And people give out, oh, sure, what do you want? But 200 or whatever they're on a week, that's not going to cover the bills and the heating and the food. And we all know that, you know. And then the government know that too, because they're giving out handouts and, oh, sure, you'll be all right there till January. Sure, that's not, you know, I don't know. Anybody that thinks that, you know, you need a career, you need a job, you know, I don't know if these girls are going to settle down in their 40s and have kids. And I know that's stupid to tell you. But women are living longer than men, and we know that.
Well, they always have. Well, that was what's good, that they always have. They always have. But now they do live longer. But it's only about a year longer than men. Yeah.
Like, you know, a girl that only had a kid, you know, she's 41, and her family, they're starting a new family. And fair play to them, because they're nearly at the end of the mortgage. You know, they're worried about what they've done. So I thought it was a bit of a smart thing to do, to be honest. I know they're... But, you know, look, it's everybody to their own. But I can understand...
But it's causing... I'll say this to both of you. It's causing a huge problem in society because women are choosing careers over having children. And I'm not blaming women for this, right? We're now down to whatever it is, 1.5. Britain is at 1.4. We're at 1.5, 1.6 children per family. That's below the population replacement level, right? Like we used to, if we go back 20 years ago, we were having 3 or 4 kids per family. If you go back 30, 40 years ago, we were having 5 kids per family. So what I'm saying is, it's going down and down and down and down. And the population of Europe is decreasing and decreasing and decreasing. If it wasn't for the fact that we have immigration, our population would just keep decreasing. So, and we'd all be pensioners in about 30 years. So what I'm saying is, it's a problem. It's a real problem, Sean.
It is a huge problem. But the fact that you've seen what the government done there now, and I kicked off here in January. I think, you know, if you have a new baby now, you got to, well, I think it was 1,000 euros.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
It's not worth it.
Yeah, 1,000, a little present of 1,000 euro they're born. Okay. Don't get me wrong. When you say it's not worth it, it is worth something because they can buy a boogie out of it. But long term, it's worth nothing.
But you said give them something every year or every couple of months, or, you know, you said it back then. I know you agreed with
I think the answer is to pay women to stay at home. If that's what they want to do, I'm not saying tell them to do it. If that's what they want to do,
obviously not. Of course not. No, I get that. You know, they need to be given some incentive. There has to be an incentive there. You know, to obviously populate the country, as you said, it's falling big time.
It's not just about populating the country. It's about the existing children that are even there. You know, a child wants nothing more than the love of its mother and its father, obviously. But I mean, for a child to come home, as Fiona rightly said, and mam to be in the house and the smell of cooking and to pick them up from school and be there for them, that's all a child wants. But children don't get that anymore, really, now. They're being thrown from Billy to Jack. They're not being brought up, I don't believe, properly, some of them, because there's no parents there anymore.
I get that, and they're dropping them off at creches at 9, and they're not getting them till 6, 7. But even me and my partner, me and the wife, sat back here, it was about 5, 6 years ago, and we actually talked about having another child. And it actually, when we put it all out on the table, we said, no, it's not worth it. It won't be worth it, you know. And we left it at that.
But that was a financial decision, yeah.
It was Eri's decision. You see, this is the thing, Niall, again. That was 5 years ago. Look at the cost of living. I'm glad now that we've done what we've done.
But we should never be in a situation where choosing to have a child is a financial decision. That should never be the case. Sorry, Fiona, go ahead.
I think you're right there. Like, we shouldn't be in that decision that, oh, financially I can't afford to have a child. The reality is, Fiona, it's sad.
If you go back, as I said, 40 years ago, that was never even a thing. Sean, nobody 40 years ago thought to themselves, oh, can I afford to have another child? They just popped them out.
It was just an extra coffee and carrot in the bowl.
Yeah.
But that's what it was.
Really,
back then,
that's the way we were thought of, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right, because I come from a huge family. You know, I do. And there was only, we were in a 2-bedroom house at that stage. And then we got a 3-bedroom house. I remember. But the fact of the matter is now, guys, it is a financial decision and it has to be made and it can't be taken lightly because a kid costs a lot of money to bring up. And here's the thing, a kid's for life, not just for Christmas. You know what I mean? So here's what I'm saying, guys. You know, this is huge, guys. Yeah.
Okay, I got to go to a break. Listen, thank you. Stay there with me, Sean, if you can. I want to go to David after the break as well. The number is 087-188-008. On the back of last night's discussion, we're asking, you know, why we're in a situation now in society where women, primarily, are choosing a career over having a family. All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. Let me go to David. David, hi, how are you?
Hello, Niall. How are you?
Good, David. You've been listening to Sean there before the break. And it is it is an interesting question. It's a bit sexist, I suppose, to some degree. But are we losing out since women, you know, put their careers before having a family?
Well, I tell you now, Niall, I don't consider being a homemaker a bad career. Now, I know that women are very independent nowadays, and the best luck to them, I will appreciate it, that they're doing well in their careers. But a lot of women would like to be able to be homemakers in their own home, raising their own children in their own way and their own likings. Like, in today's society, Niall, as you can imagine, there's either joint minders or crèches, and the children are dropped in the morning and picked up in the evening. They have practically no time to parents, mother or father, between then and going to bed. So basically the children are estranged from their very own parents, who's bringing them up, and in their own ways is the crèches and the joint minders.
Mm-hmm.
They're learning basically everything from them. Now, I you're not a whole lot older than me, Niall. I'm 57 in January. And we are the last generation where our mothers were full-time mothers. Now, people...
There is still some full-time mothers out there. Yeah.
But at the end of the day, in a general sense, both parents have to walk today.
That's sad, isn't it?
We've been corralled into being, with this cost of living, the price of houses and so forth, parents have been corralled into having to work for both incomes because they can't survive without the two incomes. Now, I think, as much as I agree with women having a career, the best luck to them, as I say, but I think women that want to stay at home and raise their children, be homemakers, and have the freedom to be that, should have that choice. But that choice has been taken away from women completely. And I think everyone should have a choice.
Research has shown, survey after survey has shown, that the vast majority of working women said that they would prefer to be at home raising their children if they were given the same amount of money they get for their work.
And that's what I'm saying. That their choice has been completely and utterly taken away by the absolute climbing of the cost of living over the last 20 years.
Now, there are people listening who will think this is a completely sexist conversation. I don't agree.
No,
I don't agree it is.
No, I don't agree either.
Because you've made a really important point here, okay? It should be a choice, but the choice is not there.
The choice has been taken away from women. And men, by the way. Men make good homemakers too if they have to.
Hang on, Dave. With the greatest respect, say that for political correctness if you want to, right? But, you know, and that's all well and good, right? And some men are great. Fair play to them. Well done. Big round of applause to them, right? But let's be clear about it. You know, women are always better at doing the job, generally speaking. There's some great men out there and there's some useless women. But generally speaking, women were better at the job.
I agree with you. And to expand this conversation even more, we were the last generation to grow up with no mobile phones, no laptops, no internet, no multi-channel and all this sky baloney. We're the last generation that didn't grow up with that. From the last 40 years.
It shouldn't matter about Sky and everything. Look, lads, the fact of the matter is paying for a child. It's looking after a child. And children, you know, the fact of the matter is that young couples today are choosing to have to pay the mortgage other than, you know, having the kids, because the kids are a mortgage in themselves, as we all know.
You're saying they're choosing. They're not actually choosing because they don't have a choice.
If they don't
pay the mortgage, they have nowhere to live.
Well, they can't have both. That's what I meant. You know, that's what I meant.
Mm.
Yeah, because I said it already that the crisis there, even living alone, you know, is just expensive as it is. We're sure. What would it be now, Niall, in the EU? I think we're the third most expensive country in the EU at this stage. You know, like, where, what the fuck's going
second,
on?
Actually,
you know?
Second.
Yeah, and I think we're the most expensive country for energy.
I don't need that. How much does it cost a child to raise a child from not the 18?
Well, they say the average cost now is 10 grand a year.
And yeah, then 180 grand, they just said it.
180,000 until the child is 18 years of age.
Yeah, not the 18, about 180 grand if you want to give them everything.
Yeah, well, no, you know, let's be clear about it. That's what they say, whoever they are, right? You know, but realistically, it wouldn't cost you 10 grand to raise a child in a year.
Well,
unless you're buying everything for, you know, the child. You know,
it costs you 60, 70. It costs you 70,000 a year.
I suppose when they become teenagers and they want Nike runners and mobile phones, yeah, that could be expensive.
It'll cost you 60,000, 70,000 to stay at home and look after a child, because that's what you're going to be losing out on.
If a couple have a combined income of 60,000 into their hand, they have to earn 120 or thereabouts or 100, right? If they have 60,000 in their hand a year, right, to pay for absolutely everything, the child gets very dear then, doesn't it?
Yeah, but look what we've done. You know, we have a government who believes that affordable housing is 420,000 for a three-bedroom house. You'd need to be Rothschild to have for 420,000. Both people would need to be in jobs earning about 80 to 150,000 a year. That doesn't happen. You know, so nobody is able to buy these houses anymore. Stay there for a second. Let me go to Roisin. That's to put a roof over these children's heads. Roisin, hi, how are you?
Well, Niall, how are you, Stephen?
Good. As I said, you need to be Rothschild nowadays to live the way we're supposed to be living. But Roisin, why is it a bad thing that society has changed from, you know, the one income earner and, you know, a parent staying at home, primarily women, to now both parents out and not having children anymore or having less children?
Yeah, my situation is, right, I'm a single mother. I work from home with my kids. But I grew up in a household where the dad went to work and provided the family and the mother stayed at home and made the home and looked after the kids. And my mum had four kids and her mother before had 13. And I was a wonderful woman to have 13, but
wow.
I suffer so bad with mom guilt because I'm trying to balance my job, which I have to do. I have to earn money because the social welfare won't provide very much. And I have to do it to keep the roof over my head, to keep the car on the road, to bring them to school and their activities, to put food on the table, to put light in the bulb. I have to work full time. I was working part time for a couple of years and got to the stage where I couldn't afford to keep working on part time. I had to go full time.
Mm. And that's tough.
And like,
yeah, that can be tough when you've got kids and you're on your own.
And the government made sure you need to work full time these days. The government made sure of that, and you know what? Fair play to you for what you're doing. You know, and that wasn't an option, as you said, to stay at home, have a part time. You know, when you had to go and take the full time position, and that's hard on you, and that shouldn't be the case. As what Niall was saying, and even what I was saying, you should have been given better incentives to be staying at home. You better money to be staying at home, as you said. The social welfare is not what the fuck. It's not.
What happened but Roisin, what happened to the constitution? We all voted in a referendum last year, and part of that referendum or constitution was, I can't remember the exact wording, but a woman should not have to go to work to necessitate the raising of her child, right, or something along those lines. But yet, she has to. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I literally, even with the job I have full time, I'm living month to month. I don't have great savings. I have a little cushion there. Did I know if that happens, the car, or if one of the kids takes sick, I have a little cushion there, or if I have to take time off work. And I'm very lucky with my job because it is like 98% of the time of the month I'm at home and 2 days a month I'm in the office. But there is talk at the moment in work about bringing it to 2 to 3 days a week in the office.
Wow.
I won't be able to do that because I can't afford, on the wage I'm on now, I will not be able to afford the commute. And I would not be able to afford a childminder. So I'm now going, if that happens, I am now forced out of a job and I'm now going to have to look for something else because I cannot afford to keep a child. I have one child that will have to go to childminder and the other two are teenagers. And I can't leave a child at home with two teenagers.
Yeah, so you need a job where you can remotely work. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, like my job is brilliant at the minute. Now I can drop the kids to school, get back, start my work on, I can go on my break and I can go and collect the youngest from primary school, bring her home. But the thing is, that like my working day is not finished till 5 o'clock. That's eating into two hours of her time that she doesn't get to be with me. And she, like, I'm up in the office and she's here doing her homework and potting around and eating her dinner. And that kills me. And then when she comes up to try and tell me something, if I'm in a meeting or something, like, at the end of the day, I'm so exhausted and I'm mentally drained. And I can't give her that 100% of mammy time that a child needs.
But that's, isn't it sad that we have come that far in society? And imagine we are supposed to be progressing as a society where it's, you know, we're not giving those choices to women anymore. And women will choose, the majority, according to research after research, to stay home and raise their children if they can afford to do it. But we're not giving them that choice anymore. We're telling women, your career is important. And your career is important, if that's what you want to do, by the way. But the majority of women now are choosing not to have children until they're 33 years of age, the first child on average now, where it used to be 20 years ago. 33 years of age. And they're only having 1.5 children.
I had 3 children. I had my fourth at 22 and I had my fourth.
Yeah, but you're doing the world a favour. You know what I mean? Unfortunately, if most people had 3 children, we'd be grand. You know, the population would be fine. But if we continue down the road we're going to go down, you know, in 100 years, there won't be very many Irish people left in the world.
But I was fortunate that I was a Tiger Cub. I was a Celtic Tiger Cub and the banks were throwing money at us to buy houses.
I remember those days, yeah.
Yeah, and we got the 100% mortgage and we were able to get the mortgage, and the mortgage is quite small. It's laughable now, the repayments on it, because it's nothing compared to what if I rented out this house, I'd probably get 3 times the mortgage. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least you're in a good position. Stay there, Sean, and stay there, Roisin. Let me go to Siobhan. I have to go to Stephen as well. Siobhan, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall, how are you?
You want to give a shout out to mothers who have no choice but to work.
Yeah, all those single mothers out here, huh?
Yeah, just like Roisin, you're out working, a single mom out working, yeah.
Yeah. You've no choice, have you? You've got to do it. I was fortunate when my children were younger, up until school, I was at home with them, you know. I did some private work, but, you know, that I was still here during the day. And then they went to school. Then I started working part-time. I left my husband when they went to school. And I was able to work part-time then. Like that lady was saying there, you know, it's tough. It's so tough. But I was lucky then. I was working part-time and I was getting the bit of fist. So that made up the difference. It meant that I was still so lucky that I could collect my children from school. And they were lucky as well, because that's what they'll grow up remembering. I can't remember a time when I was young, I didn't come out the school gate and my own mother wasn't stood there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it was brilliant. And when you were saying earlier on, you know, mum's cooking and stuff, you know, that's how it would have been for my children. So I was very lucky in that sense. As I've got older, I've worked more, you know, as I got a bit older.
I mean, you can, I suppose, yeah.
Primary school, yeah. When you know, not that they need you less, but you know, their day becomes a bit longer, so your day can come a bit longer as well, you know.
And so, how did we get to the point we're at now, Siobhan, where women don't have a choice? You know, this idea that we wanted equality, we wanted to give women the choice to pursue a career, great, wonderful, but now they don't have a choice. Well, they have to go to work.
They don't have a choice. They have to go to work. They can still have the child, but unfortunately, the money is going towards the creche so that they can work, you know.
I had this conversation last night with my dad. The average mortgage right now is averaging about €2,000 a month. One child in creche is averaging $1,300 a month.
Probably, yeah.
So there you are now with $3,300 to be earned before there's a bit of ESB put in, before there's any food on the table, before there's a drop of diesel put in the car. Like, who's earning that type of money?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's insane.
Like, it is insane that you need €3,300 before you have a slice of bread. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I can tell you that my mortgage went to €3,800. You know, with these interest rate hikes, it went through the roof. No, I was looking after the old lady.
How much did your mortgage go to?
€3,800.
Are you living in Shrewsbury Road?
I live in Finglas. So
€3,800.
Yes, it went absolutely bananas. But I rearranged that with my bank.
Yeah.
So,
well, with nobody, you couldn't be expected to pay that. On one job, how could you earn nearly $4,000 a month just for your mortgage?
On two jobs, unless you've got a mega salary, and that's just before you put a dinner on the table. It was horrific. I was working just to pay my mortgage. It was not.
Well, the amount of people that are in this country currently at the moment who are paying interest only. Because they can't afford the mortgages, because the mortgages are gone too expensive, you know.
And they're just kicking that can down the road. It's no way to live. They're not living.
Well, when you're paying interest, when you're paying interest only, all you're doing is renting the house.
Of course you are, yeah.
Yeah, because you're not paying anything off the capital sum at all.
This is where the agenda is aiming for, where you basically will own nothing. Nothing will be yours at the end of the day. Like, I look at my three kids coming up in the world, and I'm going, Christ, if it's this hard for me, what is it going to be like for them?
I'm hoping there'll be a different system completely for them, Roisin.
It'll be worse now. Of course it will. These children...
It can't be worse. It can't be worse. So the rule of thumb from most economists is that your mortgage or your accommodation should never cost more than 30% of your income. That's what economists will tell you. But now we're looking at a situation where a mortgage nowadays is nearly the whole of one person's income. It was ridiculous.
And then look at the housing crisis the way it is. Like, if I gave up my mortgage and I rented somewhere, you know, my rent is going to be so high as well. You know, so you're trapped. You're trapped. You're absolutely trapped. You're in a little rat race. What you're working for. It used to be that you bought your home and it was something that you could pass down to your children if you can keep hold of it, if you're lucky enough to keep hold of it.
Well, do me a favour, stay there both of you a second. Stephen, do me a favour, stay there. I will be with you straight after this break. It's a short break, I promise. The number is 087-188-0008. And the question I'm asking is, it started off with last night's conversation about a woman who didn't want to have children because she wanted to pursue a career. And I said, where are we at now in society where women are choosing to pursue a career over having a family? And have we told them that's what they should be doing? Is that what we're telling them? Is that what society is telling them? Is that what the finances are telling them? Is that what the government is telling them? It is, isn't it? Because what we're doing is we're not giving them the choice anymore. We're telling them that you need a career because we need two good incomes coming into a house. I was just going to tell AJ actually something funny there just before I come back from the break. So I'll tell everybody now. There's a video gone viral. I don't know if you've seen it, of Keir Starmer, and he's at a press conference last night. And he's talking about something very serious, of course, the grooming gangs in the UK. But right behind him, he's talking to one of the press, and there's a woman, there's a group of obviously his comrades right behind him. But there's a woman, and she's in her 60s, I'd say, 50s or 60s. And she's clear as day, and she's picking her nose and eating it. And it's gone viral, and it's horrendous. I know, Siobhan, you nearly got sick in your stomach there, didn't you? Yeah. But it's gone viral, and it just took the focus off everything he said, because you just cannot listen to what he's saying when you're watching this woman right behind him rooting in her nose and then sticking it in her mouth.
She must have been on a plane and out of here first thing, out of England.
But yeah, the video's gone viral. It's horrendous. She's a politician, as far as I know. Anyway, sorry, get back to the subject. Stephen, hi, how are you?
I'm all right, thanks.
Yeah, you're not now, you're not.
I'm listening to this and we've had, I was better, put it that way. I'm listening to this and we've had several discussions around, you know, women having babies. And I text in to say, like, do women owe society babies?
They do.
Is my fundamental
they
question.
They do, Stephen. They do.
But you're also, that makes it say that's all women are there.
No,
to be
that's not what it says. Creators. No, because the only reason that it's women that owe society babies is because men can't have them.
And that's fine, but also women can't have them without men.
That's true. So men owe it to society to impregnate women, preferably their wives.
Just because there are women that don't want babies does not mean that all women are not going to have babies, that it's going to become
but here's the thing
that everyone is worried about.
I don't want to go back to a time 50 years ago where women were shunned who didn't want to have children, right? Or who couldn't have children, right? That was wrong too. And if a woman chooses not to have children, fair play to her. That's her choice. That's great. Well done. I'm delighted for you. You're right. Go off. Pursue your career. Be the chairman.
And in the same breath, you're going to say, oh, but the birth rates are going down. And
absolutely.
The population won't be replaced.
But you know why the birth rates are going down? Because women don't have that choice anymore. Because women feel...
Well, that's exactly the point that I was going to come to as well.
Yeah.
So you're kind of preempting it in the sense that if society was functioning properly, everyone's basic needs would be met. We would all have a house. We would all have a decent paying job. We would all have a good standard of living. We'd all have recreational time. And the government doesn't do that because A, they're incompetent. B, it's not in their interests. And C, they've convinced us it's not in our interests.
But how stupid are they then, Stephen? Because they're not looking forward to the future.
More fool us for following them. Because the government has it within its power. All governments have it within their power to organise their societies so that everyone's basic needs are met. You provide a universal basic income to people. You provide a social welfare net to people. You give people a house. You give people a decent job. End of. And yet, it's not in their interests, so they won't. Because they won't make enough money out of it. So they don't.
And I mean, no, listen, it was great. It was great for the government during the Celtic... It was great for the government during the Celtic Tiger. When we saw for the first time that, you know, women were going out and working and pursuing careers and all that, it was lovely. It was great, wonderful. The government were delighted. Because we now have two...
Really good and everyone had money and they have more kids.
Yeah, and the government were getting two taxpayers out of a household instead of one, right? So that was great.
Yeah, exactly.
But all of a sudden...
a couple of more taxpayers while they were at it.
Absolutely. But that all collapsed, right? That all fell apart at the seams, which is obvious it was going to fall apart at the seams. Now we have a situation where women are waiting till they're 33 to have their first child, if they're even having it. You know, on average, 33. Women used to have the first child at 21, if you go back 30 years ago. So there's where the problem lies. We're not having children anymore.
Well, my parents were in their 30s when they had me. My parents were in their 30s when they had me. My sister has just had her first baby, and probably her only baby, at 35.
Mm.
You know, and if, you know, my parents were luckier, they would have had kids before me in their 20s. But they weren't. And both of them were out working. Dad was working all of my life, two jobs, one all day and one all night. And Mom went back to work when I was about 5 or 6 because we needed the money. And we weren't going to fucking Disneyland every year.
Yeah, but Stephen, you're a different generation to me because you're the next generation after me.
Yeah, but you're my parents' generation.
Absolutely. Yeah, thanks.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, Siobhan got a good laugh out of that. I am your parents' generation. Absolutely. So, and then my parents' generation, of course, my dad worked. He got a decent wage in Aer Lingus. I can actually remember how much he was being paid in the 1970s because he showed me his payslip and he got paid every 2 weeks and he got £400, right? Which is a really good wage back in the 1970s, right?
A decent wage back then, absolutely.
And my mom stayed at home. And there was nothing better, Stephen, than me coming home from school and my mum being there. You know what I mean? It was all a child ever wanted.
Yeah, well, you know, I had that a little bit, I was also being looked after by my grandparents, who had 6 kids and 4 kids, respectively, on both sides of my family, because they could afford to do it, because the cost of living wasn't 300% more than it was back then, and... They had £400 or £500 a week coming in from a single income and were fine. And they could have 5 and 6 kids. You can't do that nowadays because we organize society to have 2% growth every year for the last 3 decades. And all of a sudden, shit's gone too expensive and it's too expensive to pay us the wages that we're supposed to be having in order to keep up with it.
Sorry, Roisin, you want to say something there? Or Siobhan, I'm not so sure. Go ahead. What is Siobhan for? Sorry, then Roisin. Go ahead, Siobhan.
You can have children and live in this world, but you're not going to live like your neighbours that have got 2-income families. You know what I mean? You're going to have to live within your means. You're going to have to go.
Everybody has to live within their means. Whether they're on 1,000 euros a month or 10,000 euros a month, everybody lives within their means.
Yeah,
they do, but there's a basic cost of living, isn't there, where, you know, you've got to cover your rent and your food and your utilities.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else,
adding a child into that equation doesn't work, then they won't. And yet many people do. Because fucking nature will out.
Sorry, Roisin.
I've done it.
Okay, sorry, I can only hear one at a time. Sorry, Roisin, you want to say something there? Go ahead.
You had said it earlier on in the beginning of the conversation. In the first bracket, the government brought out affordable homes at 420,000, was it?
Yeah.
A home.
Affordable for who?
So you're talking two people earning 100,000 a year. Each.
Yeah.
Nobody is earning that type of money right now at the moment. And can then turn around and go, right, look, we buy our home, and then I'll sit at home after buying that big mortgage, I'll sit at home and have the kids. That's not feasible. That mortgage will have to be serviced by that type of wage for the next 30 years or whatever it is they had the mortgage for.
I honestly don't know how young people now will ever afford a home. There's something has to crack or give, or something has to happen in the next year. Well, I've already predicted this government will last more than 2 years, but something has to give. Because it's just like if the government of this country believe affordable housing is 420,000 for a 3-bedroom semi-detached house, they're obviously living in fairyland. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like I bought my house back in the boom, right? And it's a basic 3-bed semi-day. It's not in Dublin. It's an hour away from Dublin. I have no family around me. I am here on my own with the 3 kids. My nearest family are about a 25-minute drive away, and the next family member is an hour and a half away. But yes, I'm happy to live here because the mortgage is serviceable. But if I was on the social welfare, I wouldn't be able to service that mortgage. So therefore, then I would become homeless for not working to be a home for my kids. Mm. And the government, they're going to have to put their hand in their pocket to give me a home.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, you're doing the government a favour in a sense that you're not looking for them to help you. But sorry, Stephen, just to get back to you, just in relation to, there was nothing wrong with the tradition of dad going to work and mom staying at home. That tradition, it was a good thing, wasn't it? It was a good time in society.
Well, you know, I can also point to my uncle who's been basically a stay-at-home dad for the last 20 years. You know, unfortunately, his wife has to stay at home as well for her health, but she's working and he's working. So, you know, like, this is just the normal thing of that families have had to do since there were families, you know.
Well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Amanda Major from Ennis. Amanda, hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you now?
Amanda, I hope you had a nice Christmas, and I hope you got your Samsung flip phone.
Yes.
That you were telling me you'd hope somebody would buy you a Samsung flip phone, but there you go. I hope you got it there.
No, I didn't get it. I got a good Christmas. It was nice. Yeah.
Okay. So, Amanda, is there anything wrong? Am I fantasizing here, thinking that was a great time in Irish society where mama stayed at home, looked after the kids, dad went to work? And why can't we get back to that again? That choice for women, a choice.
Were you talking about the days when our mom used to stay at home and look after the kids and the dad, you know, would go to work? You have to look at the cost of living then, okay? The cost of living, and then the kids, I don't know whatever happened, the kids these days are very expensive. You know, I'm a single mom myself, just like the other ladies that is there, you know? But I have to work full time. Thank God, like my mom, you know, she's living around, so she helps a lot. But this is where the family has to come in as well. You know, I think we have to try and go back to, you know, where you have the community chipping in.
Yeah.
You know, I think I saw this when I went to the swimming with my son, a group of friends, you know, kind of they bring the kids together to the swimming. So when they, like, when if they're working, they kind of, you know, organize their time whereby one person or two will be around to mind all the kids. Why the, you know, other ones?
But that's the way it was, Amanda. I said this the other day, I think, on the podcast. I remember, like, my mom would be dropping me to school some days, and she'd have to go into town or go over to my granny because my granny was unwell when I was young. And I remember my mom would say to me, by the way, I won't be at home when you get home today. I won't be here to pick you up. Mrs. Curtis up the road will pick you up, or Mrs. Ward or Mrs. Murphy, and she'll give you your dinner, and I'll see you about 5 o'clock. So, in other words, it was the whole road raised all the kids. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
It was the women, the women are important here.
The women are important. Now, back to women staying at home, it should be a thing of choice, okay? If the woman wants to stay at home, then he can stay at all. Like, it should not be because of cost of living, just like, you know, my case or the community or the, you know, the society. It should be because she wants to stay at home to raise the children. Okay? But now...
Can I ask you a question, Amanda?
No. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. If I gave you the same amount of money that you're earning in your job, and I said, I'll give that to you every week, and you can stay at home with your kids, would you do that?
Okay, my kids are grown up now.
Oh, they've grown up. Okay, well, when they were younger.
I will do that, because when they were younger, you know, it was great fun. Like, you have time to go to different activities. You know, you cannot put money into it now. It's brilliant. It's beautiful. But look, you still have to go to work to afford that lifestyle.
But what I'm saying to you is, the majority of women don't have the choice anymore. We're saying, aren't Sharon women great? They're all going and having careers, aren't they brilliant? The majority of those women, according to research, time and time again, have said they'd rather not do that. They'd rather stay at home and raise their children if they had the money. So what we're doing is, we're not actually giving them a choice anymore. We're doing the wrong thing.
Totally, we're doing the wrong thing. And this is where the government has to sit down, you know, and actually look at this over. Instead of pouring money into childcare, kind of trying to, like, you know, encourage women or family to put their kids more into child. There's nothing bad in it, okay? If a woman wants to go to work, of course, that facility is there, the childcare facility is there for them to, like, you know, drop the kids and then, you know, pursue their careers if that's what they want to do. But for those that don't want to go to work, there should be a system that encourages that as well, kind of a payment, something, you know, to keep them going. So there's nothing like having your own money in mind.
I do know that. And I understand that. But maybe the way we did it many years ago, where the dad came home and gave mom her wages every week or whatever it was, or gave her money for the messages, as we used to say, that wasn't probably the right way to do it either.
And then when dad is angry, he will not give mom some money.
Yeah, that wasn't the right way to do things. Yeah, so we can't have financial control over people either. That's not the right way. Unfortunately, I've run out of time. I'd love to have this conversation longer. Amanda, sorry about that. Stephen, sorry. Siobhan, Roisin, you're all great. Listen, thank you very much indeed. I appreciate you all coming on.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.